Week 1, Saturday, Matins. Please, Master, open my lips, and my mouth will sing your praises. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing Yahweh a song. Let us shout our joy to the rock who keeps us safe. Let us come to him with thanks and sing loud, happy psalms to him. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Because Yahweh is a great God, the great King over all the gods. The deep abysses of the earth belong to him, and the mountaintops are his as well. The sea is his because he made it, and so is the land his hands have formed. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. So come, let us bow down and worship, kneeling before Yahweh who made us too, because he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep his hand leads on. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Today is the day for you to listen to his voice. Do not dig in your heels, as you did at Meribah, as you acted on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers provoked me and tormented me, though they had seen what I had done. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. For 40 years I put up with that crowd, saying, they are a people with wandering hearts, with no idea what I expect of them. And so I swore in my exasperation, they will not enter my rest. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. Be honest now, do you believe all this? To be quite frank, I've heard the arguments, and know this much, that nothing else makes sense of everything. But then, I'd be remiss to say that settles it, since voices hiss, "Look at your life, you fool, and don't be dense. To say it's rational is an offense. You really feel you're on the road to bliss?" Well, yes, I do, I think. It all depends on what went on in that great Sabbath pause. If on that night the tombstone rolled away from nothing but a useless shroud that lay upon the floor, then it's all right, because, in spite of everything, he called us friends. First Nocturne. Whoever lowers himself like a little child will be higher in heaven's kingdom. Psalm 131. Yahweh, my heart is not arrogant, and my eyes are not conceited. And I do not engage in great undertakings, or deal with things too deep for me. No, I have pacified and quieted my soul, like a child after nursing in his mother's arms. Yes, my soul is like a newly nursed child inside my breast. Israel, put your hope in Yahweh from now on through all the ages. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Whoever lowers himself like a little child will be higher in heaven's kingdom. With simplicity of heart I have gladly offered everything to you, my God. Psalm 132, Part 1. Yahweh, please remember David and all his troubles, how he swore to Yahweh and made a vow to Jacob's mighty Lord. I will not set foot inside my house or take the comfort of my own bed. I will give my eyes no sleep and never let my eyelids drowse until I find a place for Yahweh, a home for Jacob's mighty Lord. Because we had heard that the sacred chest was in Ephrathah, and we found it in the fields of Yearim, and so we should go there to his tent and worship at his footstool. But now, Yahweh, come up to your resting place, you and the chest containing your power. Have your priests dress in virtue, and let your sacred people shout for joy. And for the sake of your slave David, do not turn your face from your anointed prince. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. With simplicity of heart I have gladly offered everything to you, my God. The Master has sworn an oath to David that his kingdom will last forever. Part 2. Yahweh has sworn an oath to David and will not recant it. I will set upon your throne the yield of your own body. If your sons keep my treaty and my requirements, which I will teach them, their own descendants will sit on the throne forever. And this is because Yahweh has chosen Zion. He wanted it for his home. This is my resting place forever. I will make my home here because I have desired it. I will bestow abundant blessings on her harvests and satisfy her poor with bread. I will dress her priests with security, and her sacred people will shout for joy. And it is there that I will make the horn grow on David's head and trim a lamp for my anointed prince. And I will dress her enemies with disgrace, while on his head his crown will glisten. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master has sworn an oath to David that his kingdom will last forever. Come, consider what the Master has done, the marvels he has created on this earth.